You are listening to the Team DCU podcast. On today's episode, we are chatting all things psychology in DCU, and I'm delighted to be joined by Sarah Moorhead. She's a student ambassador here and also a psychology student. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. So let's take us back to the start.
Perfect.
DCU, why'd you choose it?
DCU, I guess I'm a mature student, so for me, like, DCU, I remember coming here on my open day and leaving cert, and I just, like, completely fell in love with the campus. And I actually think we came here to the Henry Grattan building. So it was just, at the time, I remember really, really liking the campus. I liked that it was kind of small and that everyone was kind of, it was easy to kind of navigate compared to kind of going to other campuses where you're like, oh my God, where the hell am I, you know? So that was definitely in the back of my mind when I was thinking about going back and places to look. But ultimately, what was the major factor for me was when I looked at the prospectus and I checked the modules that were available in the psychology programme here. They're just really good. They were really, really interesting ones. You know, obviously, intro to bio, biopsychology. So that's kind of like a basic introduction to neuroscience. And that's definitely something that I was really, really interested in. I did a little bit of research on some of the lectures that were here. And at the time, I was actually reading a book, How the Brain Changes Itself by Norman Doidge. And there was a quote in it that was, you know, neurons that fire together, wire together. And I just happened to be reading an article on the Times, and Professor Ainborn was quoted that same quote. So I was like, okay, that's it. You know, I'm sold.
The
same level of thinking me. I'm going here.
No going back.
Yeah, this is it. Exactly. There was just such a feeling of home. Like when I came to the open night, the mature student open night, like everyone was just so friendly and helpful. And, you know, that was a big seller for me, because there was a big break between education and I'd been working. So it was quite a scary thing coming back. So definitely having that sense that, okay, I feel safe in this space and you can explore it.
So, made the transition
definitely
a lot smoother.
Absolutely.
So talk me through your process coming as a mature student into DCU.
So the process started for me around a year before I actually applied. Obviously, I was doing background research and what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go. And I began writing my application through the CAO, the same way as a Leaving Cert student would. So your deadlines, I think, are pretty much the same. There might be a week in the difference for mature students. But you apply through the CAO. The next stage then was you get called for an interview. So I got called for my interview. I was like jumping around the place, like trying to stay all calm on the phone, being like, oh yes, I can attend an interview. You know, so I had my interview, and it was actually with Lorraine and Liz, both lecturers here. And yeah, I thought I was going to be there for like a big long chat for, like, you know, this hard interview for, you know, an hour, and they were going to grill me and all these things. But it was like a timed 15 minute, you're in, you're out, you know, you can say only a certain amount of things and then you're out.
Ouch.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I prepared for my interview. That was one of the best advice that they gave on the open night. You know, if you want to come prepared. So then after that, your application gets accepted through the CAO. So you get your offer out in the post the same time that all the Leaving Cert students do as well. So it's pretty much the exact same process in that regard.
So psychology was definitely always something you were interested in, something you knew you wanted to do.
Like, psychology is something that has kind of been ingrained in me, I think, before I even knew that it was psychology. I have quite a family history of mental health issues that are have kind of like spanned over different disciplines. So my mum actually had a tumour when she was young on her pituitary gland. So she recovered, and I remember as a little girl, like, going into Bowman Hospital with her while she was getting her checkup, MRI scans and stuff. And I was just like fascinated by, like, oh my God, she's gone into like a giant washing machine. You know, like that's what it seemed like to me. And my eldest brother is autistic, and he suffered extreme epileptic seizures from pretty much the time he was born. And that caused damage to his brain, and he has no speech. And he has quite a lot of behavioural issues as well. So it's always just been there. Yeah, definitely.
It seems like such a course that you can give back so much out,
like,
of it.
I think that's one of the benefits of looking back on the course now. I appreciate it so much more now, because I've worked in so many different jobs that at the time I loved, and they were great, and they gave me fantastic opportunities. And, you know, I developed hugely from them. But, you know, after a while, your level of interest kind of drops. And I think with psychology, you just constantly feel like you're doing something that's meaningful. So for me, that was a big deal.
It's definitely something that you won't lose interest in, I think, just because given the vast amount of modules that you're studying.
Absolutely. Like, it's so broad. Like, that is such an amazing thing about this degree, is that, you know, you can come in with an idea of an area that you're interested in, or you've heard this and you're kind of like, oh, that's so interesting. But literally, like, in first year, like, there's no words to describe that wonderment of coming in first year, and everything that you're learning about is just like, oh my God, like, that's so amazing, you know? So you're doing some lovely modules, like even with child development, you're looking at some of the marshmallow testing experiments that are done, and it's just amazing. And especially, obviously, I have a kid, so that was a big kind of, you know, okay, so I'm watching them develop and I can kind of like draw conclusions or kind of relate it to my own experience. But like, it's so vast, you know. Like, one of my best friends in the course, like, the two of us are so different, but we both love the course of the exact same amount, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We're both excited, but we're excited in different ways. She's very business minded. She loves organisational kind of side of things and HR. So there's so many different aspects and avenues that you can go into it. And you're just, yeah, you don't have time to be bored. Definitely not.
Yeah.
No way.
Like, I'm having a look here, and one of the options, kind of like you were saying, for people who are more business minded, mm-hmm. things like marketing that you can study. This would mm-hmm. be something that nobody would think you could study.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, the thing about it is you're mixed in for your elective modules with other schools. So we were with the business school, and it's a really good opportunity to actually gain some knowledge from that perspective and seeing how the perspective of a psychologist differs in ways from, you know, how general business students or marketing students are learning, and how we really should be learning from them and they can learn from us. So it's a really nice kind of dynamic to mix the modules together. They're your elective modules. First and second year, you're really getting a really good grounding and a broad understanding of all the different aspects and different kind of disciplines within psychology. So you have cognitive, social, you know, you've kind of the biological side. One of the core components that goes through both second and all the way through to third year is your research skills. And this really is a really interesting module. This for me was a big challenge, because I would not consider myself a mathematical minded person at all. So for me, this was definitely like a big scary thing. Like, most people who hear about research methods and you hear the word statistics and you're like, oh my God, what the heck? But honestly, I have turned something that has been like a really scary thought of having to go in and sit down in this class into one of my favourite modules.
The practical element of this course seems to be a big seller, and you're talking about the groundwork that you learn in first year and second year, so that would be especially helpful for when you go on to third year and you do your intra placement.
Absolutely. Obviously, not everyone is going to know what they want to do, and that's completely normal, and I think intra is a really good way to kind of look at it from both sides of the table. You know, you don't know what you want to do, but you kind of think this, so you go on you're doing your placement in a particular area. And like, if it's not something that you're interested in, then, you know, like, that's okay as well. It's a really good time to be able to figure that out. But anyone that I've talked to about intro, they've just gotten me so excited about it.
There's a lot of disciplines that come from this course, and a lot of maybe placements that you can do as part of your intro. Mm-hmm. But then following on from that after fourth year, you know, the career that you're ultimately going to end up in. So talk me through exactly what you can be, what you can do after this course.
Psychology is actually everywhere. It's in absolutely everything you can think of: healthcare, you know, charity sector, business, marketing, you know, you name it, psychology is there. HR is a really big area as well. And the fact that you have your degree in psychology means that you can go and work into those areas. But absolutely, like, you can literally apply for anything and you have the psychology perspective on that field. And I think that's a really important thing that maybe is quite unique about psychology, is that you have a psychological perspective on so many aspects of the world. Definitely.
It's also accredited by the Psychological Society of Ireland.
It is indeed. So it is a PSI accredited course, which means that once you're finished, you're an accredited member of the Psychology Society of Ireland. And actually, as a student, you can join it as a student member as well. So I've done that as well. And it kind of is a really good way of seeing what's going on in Irish psychology at the moment. There's, you know, different talks, different events that are there. And obviously, you know, there are student discounts for if you want to go to a seminar and something or other.
And what are the contact hours like for this course? I can imagine there's a lot of independent study with the two.
There is a lot of independent study. Your first and second years, you're in your lectures, but obviously you do spend a lot of your time. You get to know the library quite well, but like that, it's not a deterrent factor. Like, obviously everyone freaks out no matter what program you're doing when it comes up to exam time or you've got your submissions. You know, that's a general, I think, student feeling that it's panic stations. Like I say, you just end up finding something really interesting and you're going to go and sit in the library and read about it, or you're going to study it, or you're going to, you know, it links on to something else and it just becomes this little treasure trail that you're going looking for information on.
It's a lot easier when you're studying something that you're genuinely interested in to actually sit down and study it.
Absolutely, like it really, really is. And I think that psychology in particular is the type of place that you can't not be interested in. If you're thinking about psychology, you're probably of a certain mindset. You know, you're probably like people, you're interested in that kind of area, working with people. And that is definitely something that encourages you to stay involved.
So you're in your third year now.
Yes.
What is the best thing about this course that you've found so far?
For me personally, I think it would have to be the fact that it's this really, really supported community, I feel, in the psychology program. We have just the most phenomenal lectures. There's just such a support academically. So for one of the interesting things that we did was peer assisted study sessions. So that was a program that was rolled out when I was in first year, and last year I had the opportunity to mentor first years when they came in. And for the first semester, you actually have a student who you can sit with and talk about, you know, look, this is going on in our lecture. I'm not sure about this. You know, you can hash out ideas. You can, like we did a library tour, so we brought some of the first years around, show them where the psychology section is and signpost them to different areas.
You're all linking in together,
and there's definitely a very supportive atmosphere within the psychology program.
You mentioned assignments.
Yes.
Something people, you know, they want to know about.
You've got to do them.
Is there more assignments than there is exams?
I would say that in first year, it's kind of equal weight. You know, you're kind of maybe 60% goes towards exam, 40% towards your continuous assessment. There are some modules that are 100% continuous assessment.
And we'll take a quick look at exactly what is required to get into psychology.
So the entry requirements for psychology are slightly different for Leaving Cert students. The points are 509.
And there is a maths requirement with this of at least an 04 or H6.
Like I say, for mature students, you're coming through a different avenue, and it's interview based and kind of based on, I suppose, life experience and perhaps maybe some of your working history and if you did volunteer work. And, you know, you never know where it leads
to. You never know, exactly. And like Sarah said, if you do have any questions or need any advice on this course in DCU, or if you want to find out more about applying as a mature student, you can email studenthelp@dcu.ie. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.